Nelson. And right now, I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial.
On WhatsApp? In Montreal. This is Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies. Old calypso, old soca, old R&B, soul, old disco, soul funk, and lots of old reggae. I am the team.
Oh boy, I'm telling you. They don't call them despots for nothing. Ah, here we go. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh. I was about to introduce you, but senior hot shot me. How are you going, Patricia?
I'm good. Isn't it a glorious weekend? The last 3 days have just been wonderful. And what if we could have winters without snow? It could be.
That's wishful thinking.
Well, we didn't think we'd get a female vice president in the U.S. of A. either, did we now?
That's true, too. That's why I am. That's what I want to talk to you about. And one of the things is, did you meet her or anything like that? You're about the same age in that age?
We went to school when we were young children. And I'm having a problem because I do remember her at West Hill. Certainly, I know that Maya and I were in math class at Mr. King in high school. But then I do know that they both moved to Westmount, right? But I think
that's her sister you're talking?
Yes. Okay. Right. So Maya definitely. I think Maya's a grade behind me, but I kinda sucked at math, so I was behind in math class. That's how I end up in that class. You know, they were fabulous girls. They were fabulous girls. They were exactly as you see them on the TV. Bright, articulate, whippersnappers, go-getters, doers. Mm. Maya, a little bit more. Maya's the outspoken one. Wham! No question. They're wonderful. I just remember. I remember the mother as well.
Oh, yeah?
I met the mother once. I don't know if it was parents, teachers, or something. But I met her. My mother was a very stern woman. Right? But I certainly remember. I have great memories of Kamala from school days. Right?
Okay. So, from your memory, how do you think she will be as a vice president?
Well, you see, that's an unfair question. I think that she's fair. Overall, she's fair. However, you see, I miss the early adult and the adult years, right? And the years where you raise your children and you know that you are one way, but your experiences raise you another way. You become a different way because of
Your phone is dropping there, Pat.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm better now. Don't move.
So your experiences socialize you and condition you to be a different way, right? And the work life as well, given the conditions that you have to meet and the challenges, right? But I know them to be fair and honest. I don't think they are rich and switch kind of people. You know, that's something you need to get into money and just turn. But I do believe, from what I have seen, the little that I know.
We're going again with the phone. You got to stay still.
She's passionate about what she believes in. Now, I do know that she made some calls that a lot of people find controversial, like jailing parents if they're picking up go to school.
Yeah, well, that's a Jamaican in her.
Oh, gosh, I have to laugh when I read that. I laugh. I still laugh big, right? But, you know, according to, if you can believe media, because the media, you have to look at media with a discerning eye and pick sense out of nonsense, right?
Right.
The rate of truancy went down and the education went up. The test scores of children did that much better as a result, right? And so she can be speaking about it too today. I think if we look at the whole Biden-Harris ticket, they have a lot of tough problems in front of them. I think she's just going to be just fine. I mean, the little at CKUT, when I was management in CKUT, I remember I had a tough, tough call to make. And it was around homosexuality and dance hall music. And I had to side on the side that was not popular. And that scarred me. And this was around the time Butchu had Boom Boom, Boom Boom Bye. I think it's Boom Bye Bye is the name of the song.
Boom Boom Bye.
And the whole dancehall music that was misogynist and was gay bashing. And I say scarred because, I had to go against some friends who were promoters, right?
Right.
And it was an unpopular choice by some people. And was it the right thing to do 100%? Yes. And I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that clearly.
If I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Yeah. It was not an easy decision at that time, for nothing along that line. Because even in...
But looking back now at what we know and how...
Of course.
...words and music can scar, right? I would do it again. So I believe some of the things that she has to do, she's probably faced with things that are even greater in their impact and importance than that little decision, right? And it seemed like the world at the time, I remember right after the decision was taken, like on a Thursday, and on the Friday I went to New York, and that whole weekend for Labor Day, Boom Bye Bye, follow me all about the place, everywhere we go. And it was like a lash every time I heard it, right? So I think with some of the decisions that need to be made, she will be fine. I look at housing. She has to deal with the economy. And, for sure, Biden leads in those things, right? And I see them working together. I see them hopefully working in the same way that Biden and Obama work together. You know what? She's going to be fine. I think that they have a tough, tough case in front of them because half of the U.S. Did not vote for that, do not stand for what they stand for, right? And perhaps that's going to be what her mandate is to work with some of those people and some of those issues. But if they have a bumpy ride in front of them, but I think they'll grow into the task. I think if anybody can do it, Biden can do most of it, even given a Senate that might not be amenable to working with them. Mm-hmm. I believe that the people have spoken. I think if Mitch McConnell is head of the Senate again, I think he understands that there's no more time for doing willy-nilly as they please. People want action. I think now, with every day that passes, voters are going to hold their elected officials to the task. And they will let them know it. So I think because they want action on the economy, they want action on Corona, they want opportunity, they want to be heard. I think, they are going to have to make some very tough choices. Are the choices going to help U.S.? I believe so. I think for sure, just seeing her in that role. A storm was in my lap. I put that picture on Facebook, and I was rubbing her hair while we were watching it. And she said, for all little girls who see me now, something to that effect.
Yes.
I'm not paraphrasing properly, right? And she said, I'm not going to be the last woman in this position.
Right.
I think that alone is going to be a lot. And I think husbands, fathers, brothers, cousins are tired of watching their wives go to work or work on something day after day and come home dispirited because of that proverbial ceiling over the black woman's head. All right? I believe that seeing Kamala in that position and the many positions that come in front of her will help some of us have to strike up and shatter that ceiling. And that's an analogy from when Hillary was running against Obama and ultimately ran against Winnie Man name, number 45. Could you believe his speech?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you believe the speech? Oh, I tell you. But you know what? I have empathy for him because here's someone who for their entire lives have gotten what they wanted or thought they wanted. They have been very, very indulged. And something that he desperately wanted, he's not seemingly going to get at this point. And the fall before the world was spectacular. Right, so
and
that must be hard.
It's hard, but you know, a typical rich kid, what he has is taken away from him, so he's gonna take his ball and go home. It's you know, only this time,
not even getting the ball,
he ain't getting the ball. You know, he has to go home with by the 20th, as a matter of fact, of January, he has to be out of there. So, you know,
I wonder if we get to see Biden and Dr. Jill Biden go to the White House and bring them a gift.
No,
and watch them get into the helicopter and say goodbye after the inauguration. All those, you know, moments, if you will, that are rich in symbolism, right? He won't concede the very idea of making the call. And maybe it was a good thing because the vitriol that he would spew again on a concession call, you know, I could just imagine, Angela and I were joking that all the aides and the workers in the White House were just passing their one another and winking, right?
Yep.
He didn't get it. Yay, he's out.
Yep.
But not being able to show it. You know what? Sometimes that I'm going to say it in this way. There's a nursery rhyme, right? Leave them alone and they'll come home wagging their tails
behind them. Yep.
So I think the chips are going to fall where they are, but everything ultimately is going to be all right. If you can undo some of the negative work, we'll see. But there's so much new work that needs to be done. And a lot has changed in 4 years. So all you can do is pray and wish them luck.
Wish them luck. And Kamala, coming from a background that I'm sure she has that strength. But, you know, I take my hat off to Biden. You know, it's not everybody who would have done what he did by inviting her to be his running mate, his vice president, after that debate, you know, but anybody who has debated in life, as I said on the program yesterday, these things happen. You can't hold grudges because grudges will mess up your mind. You won't be able to concentrate as you should. So,
but that's it. He said, we are not, we are opponents, but we are not enemies.
Exactly. And that's how he wants to get involved
with
the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's a P. 4:23, and
I am going to roll over because I did not sleep well last night.
I wonder why.
And I got up. I wish. Will you behave?
I didn't say anything. I just said I wonder why. Can't a guy wonder?
No, not you. And when your voice goes up into the falsetto, I know what's
up. My God.
Yes.
I wonder.
I got up extra early this morning to go to church. It was the first time I went to church in months.
Oh, wait. Yeah. They're allowing gatherings in churches now?
I think you can do 20 people. And this particular church, unfortunately, I forgot the name of it, but they're in Point Claire.
Wow.
And I think we were about 10 people in the church for the christening that's happened before the actual service started. And they really do separate you.
Mm-hmm.
They really, you know, separate you. It was a large enough space where I'll take your temperature when you get in and you wipe your hands or they spray you and give you masks. You know, I found that the security in getting into the building was equal to the hospital. And it was a fabulous welcoming into the Christian family of little DeMario Laws, which is the child of Shalima.
Shalima. And her baby. She never invited me to come see the baby. And
good luck, sir. It took a long time for me to see the baby. Hey.
Ah, Lord. Miss Shalima. And
so
her beautiful.
So I got up at the crack of dawn. So after 2-3 hours sleep, it's time for me.
All right. It's time for you to go back to bed. So
you're going to play fabulous music?
We'll play some music. We don't know how fabulous, you know what I'm saying, but we'll play some music.
Listen to me. Yes, I do. Listen.
I can't hear you on the phone. Come closer to the phone.
I say, if you fall short after yesterday was blazing. Tonight, you will see with me and you.
No, we're keeping quiet.
Your words come to haunt you. Your own words come to haunt you.
All right, Patricia.
Love you dearly. I miss you, Sis Howard. I miss you.
We miss each other, man. We can't wait till that studio open and everybody back to normal. Some sort of normalcy. And
I might fall asleep.
All right, if you don't, we'll chat again before the 2 hours out.
Everybody, make sure your actions are not your actions to cause another person pain. Hope you're on your balconies with your families in this fabulous weather. The sunsets are beautiful. Twilight is great. Enjoy West Indian rhythm. Tell a friend.
It's boom boom time, okay?
Yeah, CKUT 90.3 FM. And this is where, for me, I find we get to find out who you really are through your music selection. And it only happens on Boom Boom Time. Take that.
All right. Later.
I love you.
Love you too.
Everyone's health is in our hands, now more than ever. The COVID Alert app on my phone notifies me if I've been in contact with someone who recently tested and declared positive. Protecting my health and that of my loved ones is at my fingertips. I can simply download the COVID Alert app, an app that respects my privacy. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-alert to learn how to download the app. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/gettingbetter or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is Lukey D.
Real food you want, come to Mango Bay every day.
Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Remember, you locked into Boom Boom Time on CKUT 90.3 FM. And we're here with you until 6. I nearly got myself mixed up here a while ago. .com sound. I'm telling you. Gonna turn by the pages of time. Touch on the old stuff. This is where you hear it. Boom Boom Time, CKUT 90.3 FM. Hey, me lover.
Day outside this window.
Doctor, tell you to give me.
Give me the thing when the doctor order me. Give me the thing.
Yeah, you know it's important.
Give me the thing when the doctor order me. Give me the thing.
Why you act so reluctant?
Give me the thing when the doctor order me. Give me the thing.
Yeah, you know the condition.
Give me the thing when the doctor order me. Give me the thing.
And I need your attention.
I'm
Remember, you're locked into CKUT's Boom Boom Time. Coming your way each and every Sunday at 4 to 6. 4 to 6 p.m. All the latest in the oldies, but goodies. Oh, yeah.
Up with sweet me as a man with a plan, well, I really didn't waste no time. I make up my mind tonight, this Brazilian is mine. As the music played, Lord, she started to sing to the soca beat. She put a samba swing, ding 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 ding.
Thank you.
Telling you, you're listening to Boom Boom Time on CKUT 90.3 FM. Feeling in the background, that's a shadow.
Feeling the body,
yeah.
Until me close red, baby.
Feeling the party until me close red. Boom Boom Time, CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm feeling to dance, fine. I'm feeling to dance. I'm feeling to get down until morning come, baby.
When was the last time you heard some of these music? Still sounding sweet. Oh, Soca Village, where you there?
Be happy.
Yes, sir.
This evening, be happy. A party.
Oh, yeah.
If you're sleeping, wake up. If you sit down, stand up. Now it's time to party. Shake a leg. Soca music, play.
Tonight we go in and have some fun. I just feel it to party the way we used to when we was young. Just put on something sexy so you'll be free to move around. Make sure the children okay. We ain't coming home until morning come. Tonight the black man feeling the party. Tonight the black man feeling the jam, 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 jam. Tonight the black man just feels the boogie, woogie. Come on, come on, hold on to your man. And let me do one, let me do one, let me do one, let me do one. Oh, yeah. Come on, 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 come on,
Time it's 4:59, and I just had a text here earlier on, Pat, that the lady says, you know, Father Stretch, I like your voice, you know, but me glad you never in a talk so much, you see, because I dance my broomstick crying for pain.
Yes. Yes. I'm telling you
the music feeling good.
Cabana in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Ottawa. The Martian, the road, some dark basement party with blue lights. You know, continue playing. Let me come off of this phone. You're listening to CKUT Boom Boom Time with your host, Howard Franklin Montgomery Carr.
Oh, God.
Known as Boopa Uncle Stretch.
We're going to change up the tempo a bit. We're going to make some love on Boom Boom Time. Oh, yes. All right, baby. Bye-bye. Sister P, relaxing. Sometimes I listen to some of these music, you know, and I have to say to myself, you know, was it always like this? Man, feeling it. That's Baron. I'm going to wrap up this segment. Pay some bills.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Everyone's health is in our hands, now more than ever. The COVID Alert app on my phone notifies me if I've been in contact with someone who recently tested and declared positive. Protecting my health and that of my loved ones is at my fingertips. I can simply download the COVID Alert app, an app that respects my privacy. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-alert to learn how to download the app. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.